This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, March 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Violence against Christians in India hit a new level on March 3rd when Hindu extremists ran their motorcycles over a key evangelical leader after beating him shortly after he dropped his 5-year-old son off at school that morning, reports Morning Star News. Armed with bamboo rods and a thick metal chain with a heavy lock on it, the 10 Hindu nationalists in Madhya Pradesh state beat Isaac Polos, age 48, and then ran their 5 motorcycles over him, fracturing one of his ribs, said Uttar Deep, pastor of Grace Fellowship Church in Sahore. The families of 3 Christian schoolteachers killed by Islamic extremists in northeastern Kenya have suffered loss beyond words, but aid from donors in Ireland is helping to compensate for lost income, reports Christian Headlines. Titus Sisaka's widow, 27-year-old Judith Katima, and mother Rose Sisaka could not hold back tears as the family gratefully received a donation to start a small business. They were also thankful for funds to cover school fees for their 7-year-old son. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that all people entering Israel from abroad will be required to spend 14 days in home isolation, reports the Jerusalem Post. The American Conservative Union, which organizes the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, announced on Saturday afternoon that a man who had contracted the coronavirus attended the event, reports the Daily Beast. Since then, 5 prominent Republicans, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, Representative Doug Collins of Georgia, Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, and Trump's new chief of staff, Mark Meadows, have all announced that they are self-quarantining after interacting with the man. 3 people, including CPAC Chief Matt Schlapp, Representative Doug Collins, and Representative Matt Gaetz, either shook President Trump's hand or traveled with him, raising the prospect that the president himself may have had secondhand exposure to the potentially fatal virus. Please pray for President Trump's health. The Seattle-area nursing home at the epicenter of one of the biggest coronavirus outbreaks in the United States said on Monday that it had no kits to test 65 employees showing symptoms of the respiratory illness that has killed at least 13 patients at the long-term care center, reports Reuters. The NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer are closing access to locker rooms to all non-essential personnel, including media, in response to the coronavirus crisis, reports the Associated Press. Indeed, coronavirus fears sent Wall Street stocks tumbling to their biggest drop since 2008, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 7.8%, reports the Associated Press. Former heavyweight boxer Evander Holyfield does not shy away from giving God the glory. When he was asked recently why he's decided to be so outspoken about his faith, Holyfield said, quote, "Because without Jesus, I would not be who I am," end quote.
You read the Word of God tell you that God is for you from the foundation of the world. He knew exactly what you're going to do when you're done. So when people come to understanding that, he's still there. He's not like you. He's not going to give up on you.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Sadly, Christian football coach Joe Kennedy from Washington State, who was fired in 2015 for praying with players on the field, has lost yet another court battle, reports FaithWire.com. He had refused to stop kneeling with some of his athletes for prayer sessions at the 50-yard line, a gesture he had performed since 2008. Coach Bobby Bowden, who coached the Florida State Seminoles football team from 1976 to 2009, backed Coach Kennedy 100%.
I always told the parents that when I was recruiting them, "I'm going to take your son to church now when he comes, and we're going to have prayer together." I would always say this, "If you don't want me to include your son, I will not." And I think after 50-something years, I think I had 2 families that asked me not to include their son. If we're going to fire everybody that has a prayer with a team, man, I wonder what's going to happen to our young people. Surely everybody sees the problem going on in our schools today.
New research from the Barna Group found that the share of practicing Christians in the United States has nearly dropped in half over the last two decades. Just 25% of Americans now are practicing Christians, compared to 45% in 2000. Barna defines a practicing Christian as someone who identifies as a Christian, agrees strongly that faith is very important in their lives, and has attended church within the past month. Hebrews 10 verse 25 warns, "Do not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And finally, a wish came true for an 8-year-old girl from Arkansas who wanted to attend the school's daddy-daughter dance because a compassionate security guard stepped in, reports the Good News Network. Sadly, A.B. Cox, now a second grader, was not able to attend with her father, who died recently. When Van Buren School Resource Officer Nick Harvey heard that A.B. did not have an escort to the dance, he stepped up and sought permission to be her date.
I was excited because I've never ever went. It would be my first time, and I actually been wanting to go.
I reached out to the mother, and mother said it was okay, because the last thing I want to do is get rejected by a second grader. So her mom talked to her about it, and the next day I formally asked her if she would be my date to the daddy-daughter dance.
Needless to say, A.V. was thrilled to accept the invitation, and the dynamic duo even made sure to coordinate their outfits.
It meant a lot because I actually got to go and see all my friends there, and then get to go with him and have a lot of fun.
I embarrassed myself a little bit. When I can't dance at all.
Getting to take pictures together, me and him dancing.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.